Chapter 4, Training in the Wilderness. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. Proverbs 9:9. Most professional voice coaches recommend not to start vocal training until age 13 or 14. The voice is a product of working the right muscles that develop and mature right along with the rest of the body. For most classically trained singers, instruction begins in their early teens and picks up intensity when they go to college or a conservatory. After that, it wouldn't be unusual to pursue postgraduate training before joining a company or other professional singing organization. Commercial singers, the smart ones, will also often continue training throughout their career. Training keeps the muscles in shape, the technique polished, and, hopefully, extends the longevity of a healthy voice. If ever there were an advocate for education, it was Jesus. His entire ministry focused on teaching, through parables, exposition, miracles, preaching. He never sifted through a crowd to find those who seemed to be further behind in life and zero in on their deficiencies. He never indicated that even a pillar of society would not benefit from what he had to say. He understood that humanity, with the capacity to retain new information, process new ideas, and live a life that gets better and better with each new day and each discovery, is constantly developing and learning. We can glean an endless amount of inspiration and encouragement from Jesus as teacher. But in those moments when Jesus himself was being refined, he becomes a living example of how we should train our hearts, souls, and minds for our callings. His 40 days in the wilderness, Matthew 4:1 through 11, provide a model of pre-training commitment and preparation, focus, goal setting, and follow-through. Moreover, Jesus' three tests supply universal, foundational lessons on which to build the profession of your choice and a passion out of your calling. We'll get into his responses more in a bit, but for now, here's a preview. 1. Man shall not live on bread alone. Matthew 4:4. Don't define success or orient your life around material gain. 2. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Matthew 4:7. Don't live your life recklessly and expect God to be the one to save you. You have to do the work. 3. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.